and that he has come to save us. Many parents to me assume, even the Moses, yeah, in nature, still they were worshiping idols. And when Moses went up there to take the covenant, the Ten Commandments, on by hand, they say, hey, watch out. Praise God. After all the miracles, they were still worshiping idols. So Christ had to come in. Because the battle of the world is of confusion, or is of confused sound, noise or sound. Praise God. And I see. Let me take it. Where is it? Now. Okay. And garment rolled in blood. Praise God. Which means that in any battle you engage in, expect blood. If I don't wound you, you wound me. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So God said to the serpent in the Garden of Eden, that out of the woman shall come a seed that will bruise your head. So you can't tell me that you'll be bruised in the head and you not see blood. Praise God. So Christ had to receive blood on the cross before he can descend down into the kingdom of the devil to overcome the devil. Because if I don't wound you, you wound me. Praise God. And by the means of you being wounded, it means that the battle was serious for Jesus. Or the enemy to be wounded, it means the battle is serious. So God said, the woman will bring out the seed that will bruise your head, which means that nobody can conquer. Hallelujah. So before Christ, just understand it, God trying to save mankind and allow his only begotten son to come as flesh and to die, to be wounded, to be bruised on the cross before taking into the grave or the tomb. Was there no means for God to save man than to let your son, you say you love, to be wounded and to bleed before somebody can be saved? Praise God. But as I said, you seeing blood means that the thing is serious. So he cursed the woman. So a woman giving birth bleeding means the thing is serious. Praise God. Let's take it like a virgin. A virgin having a sex for the first time will bleed. It means the pain was serious. First time. Praise God. So it means first time in engagement of battle, somebody must bleed. So Christ didn't die the first time and the second time. He only died for the first time. And for the first time, he overcame entirely and forever. Praise God. So it means that your first time encounter, there should be some blood. And the blood tells how serious the thing is. So that was the garment rolled in blood. Praise God. So when he died, his garment, they cast a spell whilst he was bleeding. You can't tell me that they beat him with that blood. As Bible said, they saw blood. They ripped him. The same garment, praise God, the same garment that they cast a spell, they cast a lot on, that garment should tell you, or the scriptures should tell you, that garment was filled with blood. It was rolled with blood or in blood. Hallelujah. So he engaged himself in a battle that you were confused in and you can't overcome. A battle of a confusion means a battle, if you don't take care, you can't overcome. So some says, my bonfire, I'm so my guy. I feel they're being quite sorry, Bill. Why confused? Because it's a serious battle and he or she has not overcome. But Christ has to come in because the battle is so serious. So after he said, unto us a child is born. So it tells you that the verse 5, the verse 6 is a result of the verse 5. And the verse 7 is a result of the verse 6. Are you getting the thing chronologically? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, get it. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? So listen to me. So Bible said, because the garment is rolled in blood, and also rolled in blood, I say, but this shall be with burning and full of fire. But this shall be, which means that the blood changes the sentence or the context of the sentence. You understand it? Immediately you see blood in the sentence, it should tell you that there is something opposite. Or something to be diverted. Something to divert your attention or your understanding of the scope you have gotten from the first sentence. Praise God. But this shall be with what? With burning and full of fire. That is why after Christ came and